Andy, were there any moments when you were truly concerned there, like the tiebreak put us all through the grinder a bit? It must have been a bit of a tough one.
There's still a long way to go at that stage of the match, you know. Obviously didn't expect to win the first set at that stage, but you know, I hadn't had any break points against me. I think only one of my service games had gone to juice in the first set, and I was up 40-love in that game. So, you know, I just need to find a way to get more returns back in play, which I did at that moment. And then also in the second set, started making a lot more returns, and when I did that, I felt a lot more comfortable.
Andy, when you're in a situation in the tie break where you're 6-1 down, how much mental strength does it take to believe that you can still win from that position where most people just give up and get on with the next set?
I just think it's quite rare to win a set from 6-1 and in the tie break. You know, and obviously, yeah, you just have to play each point, you know, as it comes. And then when you get from 6-1 to maybe 6-4, you're thinking, you know, he's going to be a little bit nervous, and you know, I think he'd maybe double faulted at 6-4, you know, and then I was able to capitalise on that. He still had chances afterwards, and you know, that obviously set, even after 6-all, could have gone either way, but I managed to get through it. And then, you know, I think I deserved to win the second set, although I got broken when I served for the match. I think I played better in the second.
After seeing Novak lose to Cilic, do you get the feeling that there was anything more on the line than just winning tonight?
Yeah, I think, you know, before the match, there's a few more nerve maybe than there was earlier in the week. But once I got out there, I didn't feel any different to any other match, and I didn't play the match differently to how I would have played other matches, which was good. And obviously tomorrow will probably be the same, probably. You know, I've never been in that position before, but I'd imagine I'd be, you know, pretty nervous beforehand. But once I get out there, settle down, and I don't mind being nervous. I think it's a good thing. It helps me.
I know we've been asking you about number one for weeks and days, but it is a pretty big one tomorrow. I mean, in a way, it's a bit like a final, do you think, because of that extra significance?
No, because, you know, obviously if I can get to number one this week, that's great, but you know, that wasn't my goal at the start of the week. It wasn't my goal 2 or 3 weeks ago. You know, this is a long-term thing, and to get to number one is not about one match. It's about a whole season that you put together and 12 months of work. And you know, if it doesn't happen tomorrow, it can still happen, you know, in a few months, which is, you know, when, you know, I thought I'd have a better chance of doing it. Obviously, like I said, if it happens this week, great. But if not, I'm, you know, not putting any extra pressure on myself this week, because I still think I'll have an opportunity to do it in the future. But obviously, I'd love to do it tomorrow if I can.
Andy, depending on the circumstances, are you perhaps a bit disappointed you won't be facing off Novak in the finals in Paris?
Well, if that was the case, I wouldn't be able to get to number one this week, you know, because he would have kept the ranking. But yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, anytime we compete against each other, is, you know, they're the matches that when I finish playing, you know, you look back on, you remember, obviously, playing against the best players, and he's, you know, not just the number one player just now, he's one of the best players that's ever played, just like Roger and Rafa have been as well. So they're matches that I remember a lot when I play them, and you know, a lot of those matches have been pretty significant matches in my career as well. We've played in all of the Grand Slam finals, and you know, we played in Olympics and many big matches.
Asked about you clinching the number one in Shanghai, Gilles Simon said it would be like the patience being rewarded after all these years. What would it mean for you in terms of achievement to be number one compared to winning a Grand Slam?
Well, I think it's quite different. It's because obviously the Slam, you know, years of work goes into trying to win a Grand Slam. I know that. It took me a long time to do it, but you know, obviously getting to number one, like I said, is 12 months of work, basically, and consistency. And you know, I've never done that before. You know, in my career, I've had periods where I've been consistent for a few months at a time and then, you know, drop-offs, whereas this year, barring, you know, the month in March, you know, I kind of done much better than I had done in even some of the matches that I lost. And, you know, Davis Cup or even the US Open, these are matches that, you know, could have gone the other way as well. So I've put myself in a position to do something that takes, you know, a lot of consistency, a lot of concentration for a long period of time. And I'm happy about that.
Andy, you've also got pretty encyclopedic knowledge of the game. Have you actually taken the time at all in the last few months to sort of look up past number ones and who's actually done it, and, you know, going back before your time as a player or even before you were born?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've been fairly aware of the players that have been to number one, but I haven't looked. At that the last few months. It's not something that I don't think that helps or would motivate me or any more than I am. You know, anyway, it might distract me a little bit, but no, I haven't checked.
Andy, it's going to be a great atmosphere tomorrow. Is that something that you can feed off as well?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it'll be a tough atmosphere for sure. So, I mean, both guys, they're fairly similar in terms of their game style. Big serves, big forehand. You know, Joe's, you know, probably fairly similar matchups, but it'll be tough either way.